The organized village of Cake is working to turn its historic cannery into a tourist destination. The tribal government has already worked to save the buildings in the complex. As KFSK's Alana Elder reports, the next step is to bring the structures up to code so the community can use them.
In 1910, a private company opened the cannery, which the organized village of Cake acquired about 40 years later. Former OVK executive director Gary Williams has been working for years to get funds to preserve the cannery. He never saw the facility in operation, but he's heard secondhand how important it was.
As I listened to elders over the years, it seemed like everybody in Cake was somehow involved with the cannery. It was like the heartbeat of the community from everything I can gather.
People from across the world came to Cake to work in the facility before it closed in 1977. Williams moved there not long after that, and he says for the next couple of decades, the local economy chugged along. There were jobs in logging and cold storage, and the village population was large enough to support two grocery stores.
And then in 2004, it was the year that it was the first year that there wasn't any major logging, nor did the cold storage operate. So it was a double whammy to the economy, and we've been working to build ourselves back from that since then.
Throughout all these changes, the cannery was standing by. In 1997, the National Park Service named it a National Historic Landmark for its part in the history of labor and salmon in Alaska.
We started looking at things that could be done with it and also, of course, saving it because literally, as an NHL, it's a national treasure. And there's a responsibility that comes along with that.
The cannery buildings were at risk of crumbling. A couple of them actually did. About 3 years ago, contractors began work to stabilize the structures, paid by the OVK and a grant from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. William says local workers and local timber brought the project full circle.
We saw people working in there that were the grandchildren or great-grandchildren of people that perhaps worked in there 100 years ago, and also lumber going in there that was locally milled from perhaps the same stand of trees, although this would be a second growth. The first growth had gone in there 100 years ago.
Now, the community will use $1.8 million from the U.S. Department of Commerce to add plumbing, electricity, public bathrooms, and a commercial kitchen, plus fire protection.
So the sprinkler system and fire alarm system will open the door to be able to have larger groups of people in there to do the tours and the dancers to perform, and the vendors can have spaces to sell their artwork, their different wares and services.
The hope is that having tours, performances, and vendor space will enable Cake residents to earn income from tourism and raise the community's profile among small tour groups. William says another asset of the cannery is that it's right next to the dock used by cruise ships and other boats. It's also near the airport and ferry terminal. Williams and others believe this project will make a difference in the lives of some Cake residents, but it will be at least a couple of years before it's clear how much. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.